When the Holy Spirit lives in you, He doesn't just stay quietly in the background. He begins to transform you. He cultivates fruit in your life that reflects the character of Jesus Christ. Fruit you can't produce on your own, no matter how hard you try. Good morning and welcome to the morning devotional here at the Living Wordcast. I'm your host, Pastor Michael Chilcott, coming to you from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And as always, let's dive into Scripture. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23 from the NIV says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." And I say amen to all of that. And we should be striving for these fruits of the Spirit. You know, this isn't about self-improvement or striving. It's about surrender. The more you yield to the Spirit, the more His nature becomes visible in your words, your actions, and your attitudes. Love that reaches deeper, joy that doesn't fade, peace that stays steady, patience that grows stronger. These are not personality traits. They are supernatural evidence of His presence within you. You don't have to force fruit. You just need to stay connected to the one who produces it. Start your day by asking the Holy Spirit to grow His fruit in you. Choose one to focus on today. Maybe it's patience in a busy moment or kindness in a conversation. Let your heart stay soft and your spirit stay open. Transformation flows from connection to God. Let's pray. Father God, we humbly and graciously come before You in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Holy Spirit, we are asking that You would help us to look at our life and reflect Your presence in everything that we do. Help us to grow the fruit that You have put in us today. Help us to respond in love, to walk in peace, and to live with patience and gentleness. Let everything in me, or that is of me, point to You, because You are the only one that matters. Shape us from the inside out, Lord. Help us to be more like You every single day. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, well, that's going to do it for us here at the Living Wordcast for the morning devotional. I hope this message has encouraged you and blessed you. And if it has, don't forget to follow us on Spotify and subscribe to us on YouTube. And we look forward to seeing you later in our evening devotional. Until then, may God bless you. And as always, walk in the Spirit.